Joining us on the line, our nutritionalist, Dr. Dom Kondo from Deakin University and the Richmond Football Club. We're talking about that situation where you're not eating anything, you're exercising really hard, but you're not losing weight.
Still not losing weight.
Apparently, it
not
is a thing.
Not losing weight.
And particularly, why is it a thing particularly for women, Dom?
Well, from the female's perspective, the hormones really come into it. So that's something that for females is going to be so different than males. So obviously, you know, we have very different hormones and we have very, very different requirements. So what I often find is that when women don't have enough, it actually starts impacting their hormonal balance. You get real fluctuations in estrogen, which then can contribute to the change in how we're actually able to, like, lose weight as well. So it's your good old hormones for females that make a huge impact there compared to males.
All right, Dom.
I know.
So what we need to know now is we want to lose weight. We're going to the gym. What is it that we need to eat more of or less of, or when should we be eating to keep our metabolism moving?
Yeah, so this is where I actually find that the normal person can get so much benefit from eating the way that we teach athletes to eat, right? So what you have to do is look at when you're exercising, and it doesn't matter what sort of exercise. Obviously, the more intense, you know, may have a few more requirements, but we have to really think about when we're exercising in a week and really, really fuel up and recover for those sessions. So that's when you would get in the more of the energy that you need. So we've spoken about those carbohydrates before, so really good quality carbohydrates around your exercise, and then really high protein regularly. The protein is what's going to keep our metabolism where it is. So you want to make sure that you're getting that in really, really frequently. Base your carbs around your training. At the end of the day, in a week, if you want to lose weight, over a week, you have to be in a calorie restriction of some type, but it should never be around training, and it should always be really consistent food. So we just have to make sure that overall, we're having a little bit less in than what we're burning, but not on the days that we're doing big sessions and that we're getting really consistent food.
Now,
so it's an average.
Okay. One thing that I noticed, and I don't know if this has occurred to, this has happened with the people that you've spoken to in your practice, but sometimes I think to myself, but I'm eating really well, and then I actually do a food diary. And I discover I'm eating food I don't even realise I'm eating.
Absolutely. And that's the other part of this as well. So we've spoken about the fact that if you're actually eating less than what you're burning and you're not losing weight, there are some reasons why. But there is also the issue where you think you're eating less and you're actually not. And that's that happens to a lot of us because we just forget about the things that we might put in our mouths over the day, the snacks that come in or portion sizes, you know, different sauces and condiments and those sorts of things. So, you know, I often say to people that I work with, like we'd always start by keeping like a photo food diary because when you start entering in calories, like that often doesn't help a lot of people that are struggling, you know, with what they're eating as well and not feeling great about their body. So I just get them to keep a food photo diary so I can just look at what's happening.
That's a great idea. Yeah,
amazed at how often. So I'm like, every time something goes into your mouth, I mean, we all have our smartphones attached to us these days, take a photo and then look over a day. And I think a lot of people would be really amazed at how much is actually coming in.
And then, of course, when Dom looks through it and gets to the picture of the Mars bar, it becomes very, very clear.
The lemon slice.
I try not to judge the lemon slice. You know, I just smile and say, that's okay. But deep down, I don't know.
But we all know, and it's a very good idea suggest
that's
because
a great idea.
Then you can actually see what you've eaten. Dom, it all makes perfect sense, and hopefully that helps someone out there. As always, an absolute pleasure to talk to you.
Thanks, guys. I'll speak to you next week.
Bye, Dom.
It is the Catch Up here at Bay 93.9.